Welcome to episode 367 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
Hello.
Good day.
It's a brisk Sunday.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good day either. That's a thing you say when you are introducing yourself to people. You say, good day. But actually, that's when you say goodbye usually, so fuck it. Good day. I'm out.
Producer Gerald behind the glass sounds like he might need to climb through the glass. Dan goes rogue. You're dealing with some home improvement.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. There's nothing worse than working on something all day and the problem still persists when it comes to home ownership. So to all of you prospective home buyers out there, don't do it. Rent. There's townhouses. There's condos. There's flats. There's lofts. And when something goes wrong, you call somebody, you go, hey, come fix this. And they like they do it because it's part of what you pay for when you rent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like home ownership is just a bit overrated.
I agree that it seems like it's always something, right? Something is always broke or busted or needs fixing or could be better. And I also agree that there's no worse feeling. I hate the people that are like, yeah, you didn't fix it, but you got closer. Like, it's either fixed or not.
Right. It's getting closer is nothing. Like, I still have the problem. I did not get closer.
Right.
I just wasted 5 hours attempting it.
Mm-hmm. And some people would say, well, that's one thing off the list. You know, that doesn't fix it. But that not the list I'm trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to build the list of it's fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to have a doctor go in there and take out my kidney, have it not fix the problem, be like, well, that's one thing off the list.
Yeah. We know it's not the kidney now.
That's not how that works.
Am I right? Yeah. That wouldn't be cool. Now, we talked before we started recording. You're on the verge of just calling a professional.
I am. Yes.
You're close.
I'm real close.
What's the downside to calling a pro?
There really isn't one. It's just at that point, it becomes a time thing. When's he going to show up? When? Do I have to take a time off work?
Right.
This, that, the other thing.
Yeah, because most of the time, if you call, no one's like, well, I'm on my way now.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not hugely damaging. It's just in the basement. It's kind of running down concrete onto concrete.
Yeah. It's a leak, for if we didn't say.
But it's leaking.
Now, Gerald's pulled up Bob the Plumber. Is that a Bob the Builder shoot-off?
It would appear that way.
A spin-off or a knockoff?
So, yeah. Yeah, oh, and I forgot to add, you know, just to rub some salt in the wound. This was supposed to be a Dan weekend. My wife went out of town this week. So I was supposed to just, you know, kick back and, you know, just kind of do the things I wanted to do. Which I can assure you, plumbing was not on the fucking list.
some amateur plumbing wasn't on the top of the list?
No, it wasn't even at the bottom of the list. Okay.
Now, did she know about the leak before she left?
She did.
Okay. Because there wasn't a thing where you could go, oh shit, that is leaking.
Yeah, no.
That's no good.
So, it's yeah.
Well, I've been in your shoes and I'm not good at any home improvement stuff, so.
I can do some stuff, but man, plumbing I can't fuck with. I'm no good at plumbing. I can't figure it out. I'm no good. I can do electrical, some. I can't do plumbing for shit, man.
I just fight through all of it.
And it's always because everything, the way plumbing is, it's always in a place where it's impossible to fucking get to unless it's your fucking job.
Right, unless you do that all day, every day.
Right, and you have, like, all the tools, and I don't know. I just want to burn my house down.
Look, there's Plumber Dan.
Yeah, there's Plumber Dan. Yep.
You could maybe change your Twitter up.
Yeah, how about no-no? I'd rather change it to know-nothing Dan.
Mr. Dan's plumbing, heating, and cooling.
They're covering way too much there. I don't trust Mr. Dan. He sounds like a jack of all trades, master of none. It's not what I need.
I'm like, hey, I know you do plumbing and stuff. You do a deck out back? He's like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I think we could build a deck.
I'll trim your hedges too.
Yeah, right. How much money you have? That seems like where Mr. Dan's at.
Yeah.
Automotive repair, like just whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Handyman Dan.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it. Now, Plumber Dan's got a bunch of these little micro cars.
He does.
I guess that's his advertising gimmick.
And I guess he's just... He must be swimming in bucks to just be able to blow money on those.
He must also be in a part of the climate where it doesn't rain because that one is topless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he puts them in parades.
Interesting.
Now, maybe you're onto something because Plumber Dan isn't doing the HVAC.
Nope, he's Plumber Dan.
Yeah, he's just focused on the one thing. He likes rubber duckies?
He's kind of what I would call a specialist.
yeah, you could call him that. Plumbing is, if I was going to go into a trade, that would not be the one.
No, no, me either.
Probably not electrical either. I think that's more interesting, but also I don't want to get, you know, electrocuted.
Killed.
Yep. I think woodworking and metalworking is interesting, though. Worst case, you lose a finger or something over there.
If I was going into, it would be automotive repair if I was going to go into a trade.
Would it be like Dan's Automotive and HVAC?
Would you
branch out?
No.
Heating, cooling, automotive.
I have no idea. I had no desire to do HVAC either.
Landscaping.
Maybe Dan's Plumbing and or Dan's Auto Repair and Geek Squad. I'll also hook your TV up.
Which I install home entertainment centers and also fix the carburetor.
Changes. Yes.
Now
most vehicles don't have a carburetor anymore.
Yeah, I like to think that your customers are old school, though. That's why they need help with the home
the
theater.
Makes sense.
Now, I think we talked about this before, but you guys don't. In you people, let me rephrase that. You people don't have HVAC, right? It's not a thing up there.
Not to the same extent, like it is down there.
We just have
a furnace. Okay. No central air.
And the furnace goes in the house.
Yes. Yes.
So is that in the basement?
Uh huh.
The leaky Now basements are pretty common up there as well.
Yes. They have to be because of frost line and stuff.
Gotcha.
So most houses, you don't really find houses on a slab. At minimum, they have a crawl space.
It's tough down here because the soil quality is so crappy. It's hard to get a basement.
Right.
Which is unfortunate because I'd like to have a basement. Producer Gerald has a basement.
Basements are kind of overrated. Especially when water's leaking into them because a pipe leaks.
Gerald also deal with a basement leak.
Although, to be fair, it's better than a crawl space. Fixing the crawl space would suck.
Well, I'll just tell you because of my my thoughts on spiders. If anything occurs in the crawl space, I just go straight to a professional.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not messing with that. I work relatively hard. I have a steady job. I'll just call somebody. I'm not going into the house. I'm not risking it. I'm not rolling the dice.
That's fair.
Going
enough.
Into those with those savages with eight legs and 47 eyes.
Savages.
Yeah, just live to kill me. So besides the leak, how's the week been?
Just another week, you know.
Yeah. So. That's where I'm at too. Nothing extraordinary happened last week. My work has been crazy busy lately.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of busy there. It's like, I'm not miserable, but it's the kind of busy where there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get a break in there.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing, correct? Because at least it makes the day go fast.
I feel like I felt like for the last 3 weeks, I have not been called up yet.
Isn't that kind of the point? Isn't that kind of what they want at your job, is to feel like you're not caught up?
Probably, but for the longest time, I was able to stay ahead.
Mm.
And it's just gotten to where I feel like I can't catch up now. So
now, is that a result of problems that have occurred, or have they put more work on you, or is it just a weird confluence of events?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. There's a little more work. We have some new leadership. There's obviously been some problems that popped up. And then I have some people who are new to the role. And so you know, you, when you have somebody new, you just spend way, way, way more time with those people. So I have two new people, and it's just been nonstop. And I could really, it would be okay if it stopped, is what I'll say.
Fair enough.
It could go back to this, but maybe just give me a week, you know?
Right. I could not have a leak too, so.
That's true. You could not have a leak.
I could not have a leak, but I do have a leak.
You said it's a small leak. I mean, are we talking standing water?
It's creating. So the problem is it's in a drain pipe. In a water drain pipe.
Right.
And apparently the people who built the house are fucking degenerates. And they put in a 3-inch rubber tee, which is fine. But they did it when they put an addition on. And apparently they cut the PVC pipe too short. So they weren't able to get a good fit. The rubber tee wasn't able to make a, you know, slide all the way over both pipes. So they just stuck it on there and clamped the shit out of it. Well, now it slipped off.
Yeah, just the tip.
Yes. So it's not even like I can just replace the tee because it's not long enough.
Now, this may be a silly question. Do they make like an extended tee?
They don't.
Okay. I don't know anything about plumbing.
That's what I was hoping. I'm like, you know what?
My first stop is extended tee, though.
That was my first thought when I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go like a girl here. I just need 2 more inches.
Yeah. And, I like our thought process. We're like, oh, tee's too short. We'll just get a bigger tee.
Yeah, just go on this longer.
Yeah, so what I need is the standard 3-inch tee, but I need that to be an inch longer on each side.
On either side.
They're like, yeah, get the fuck out, please.
Man, it's not a thing, bro-ham.
Yeah. I totally understand because I always think there's an easy solution if you just made a thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was doing some piping, and I went to the... probably Home Depot because I was in a pinch and I needed it quick, and I went in there and the guy's like, well, they don't make the thing that you're asking for, but we could use these 4 pieces to kind of get there. I'm like, I can't have been the only person to come in here and ask for that thing. Like, maybe I should just quit my job and make that thing that people, there's clearly a need for.
Right.
Like, maybe you should quit and you should make extended tees. Long tees, yeah. the kids call them.
Yeah, I could. I probably won't, but it is a thought. It's
Dan's extra long pipe. Yeah, Dan's extra long pipe. And you could have a square space.
Right, because what it's got, the problem is, and it wouldn't even be that bad if it was just like drain pipe to drain pipe, but that fucking T in the middle. And then to make it even better is when, like I said, they did it when they put on the addition. So the clamps are facing a way that you can't fucking access the clamps from where the only way to access them is now.
Yeah, for those that are screaming at you to just reclamp it.
Yeah.
Can't be clamped.
I can't even get to the fuck. I would have to cut them off. Which means that going out, I don't have a Dremel tool. I have to go out and buy a Dremel tool, which doesn't sound like a horrible idea, but I don't want to spend money on a Dremel tool. I got cooler things I want to spend money on.
Yeah, Dremels are pretty cool, though.
They are, but there's only so much. I mean, what I would do with it is very limited. It would literally be cut these clamps off.
I've had my Dremel for like 6 years. I think I've probably used it once per year.
Right.
It's not in high demand. But every time I use it, I'm like, this thing's cool.
But I guess I might be able to get away with a Harbor Freight one.
Oh, yeah, the use once, throw away.
Yeah, yeah, like a cheap Chicago Electric or whatever.
Yeah,
they are.
I was about to say Chicago Electric. I'll tell you, the last time the second to last time I used my Dremel, I was cutting the. I think I told the story on here, but my old car, my first car I bought, I was putting new shocks on the back hatch of it.
Uh huh.
And you know, I don't really do things like that because I assume that there'll be an issue. You know.
Yeah.
But. Was too expensive to get done somewhere. The car's not worth it, and they're pretty inexpensive on Amazon. So I got the gas shocks, and I'm like, hey, this is going to be easy. So, you know, I'm taking the top parts off, and I'm like, you're really getting it done, or the bottom part's off, and then I can't figure out how to get the tops off. And I get online, and they're like, oh, from the factory, they're made, or they're pressure fit on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to Dremel them off. I'm like, I can't be cutting on a car, you know, with my skill set. I can't do that. So I look, and I have like two metal blades for my Dremel.
So did you go for it?
Yeah. Well, I told myself, if I'll just make a cut, I have to, right? I have to at that point.
Right.
So I just, I hit it and was like, all right, let's do this. I had a little shield on the Dremel. It's just a little tiny shield, so it doesn't throw anything back at you. But I was cutting, and it flung a piece of blade up into the car and then back into me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been timid with the Dremel ever since.
Wow.
And I'm sure it was the way I was using it. I'm almost positive. But I'm like, this is a kind of tool that demands more respect than I'm probably able to provide it at this time. Right. 'Cause I don't know what I'm doing ever.
Right. And like, here's the thing, like there's some stuff that it's okay to take on yourself. You know, like when we tore up the old carpet and put in new flooring.
Mm-hmm.
If you mess that up, I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but it's not like detrimental to anything. You know, you just got to cut more boards.
Yeah, the worst case, spend more money. Yeah, the worst case scenario on a floor, it just takes longer and more money.
Yeah, you know, if you're just like doing that kind of home improvement project, but when you're talking about this kind of shit, like plumbing and like serious electrical and all that, I'm out, dude.
I mean, when you could cause more damage,
yes,
that's when you have to know when to bow out.
Yes.
My project went well, though. I used both blades because that one broke on me, but I got all the way through it and got the new ones on, and they worked perfect, and it was great, and I was really proud of myself, besides almost dying from the blade.
Right.
I got the big Dremel kit that's got the little Dremel that looks like you could do dental work that comes off of it.
Mm-hmm.
In case I ever want to do a cavity or something, you know, pop in a filling on somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going with dentist either, but that's not in my skill set.
I do plumbing, HVAC, dentistry. Some little auto. I tinker a little bit on the automotive side.
Some black market surgery, right?
Right. I sell gems to the right people. Right. What's that Adam Sandler movie? Rough.
Uncut gems.
Uncut gems. I don't know what I was. I wanted to say rough real bad though.
You did. Rough cuts.
So that's what I was thinking, but it sounded so stupid I wouldn't say it out loud. Rough cuts, and I was like, Rough Rider sounds like a porn. That's how my head works right there.
Rough Riders are actually Teddy Roosevelt's regiment for the Spanish-American War.
Called Rough Riders?
Rough Riders is actually a brand of condom, isn't it?
I don't know. Should be if it isn't. Now, do you think there's a furry adult film that's called Rough Riders and it's spelled like a dog bark?
I don't. I think that's too on the nose for
Gerald,
for the furry community.
Can we get a Rough Riders search?
RUFF. It's got to be RUFF, Gerald.
can we get a Rough Riders and see what comes up?
I just got a notification that Windows Defender did not find any.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Oh, Rough Riders just pulls up DMX.
Rough Riders.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
He had an illustrious career.
Furries.
That's upsetting.
Well, it's all that shit, bro.
All DMX all the time. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll quit my job and go into the adult entertainment industry with no...
With furries.
No previous work.
How
no portfolio.
Did you start your own company?
Rough Rider Inc.
Right. You would call it Rough Riders. You can't call your movie Rough Riders if you're going to call your production company Rough Riders, Inc.
I mean, you could.
You can't. No, no.
Look, I'm just figuring this whole thing out.
No one's going to take you serious. I know you're spitballing here. You're just whiteboarding it, but here we are. I'm here to tell you, you cannot do that. No one will take you seriously and your endeavor will fail.
What about furry? This got graphic.
Whoa.
Make sure you clear that Real quick, Gerald's got a PSA for everybody. Don't search Rough Riders porn. Also, make sure safe search is on and clear your browsing history if you're at work. Because you'll have to get fired now. That took a turn I wasn't expecting.
Nope.
So let's pivot back to video games.
Seems like can we please?
Next logical place to go. Have you played any?
I'm still playing Borderlands 3, yeah.
You still enjoying it?
I am, yeah.
Now, you're still doing the whole thing solo?
I'm still doing the whole thing solo. I'm only level 20. Well, I say only. I don't know what the cap is or anything.
That was going to be my next question. What is cap?
I don't know. I'm a level 20. Maybe I'm not only 19. I might only be 19. I think I wanted to get to 20, but I'm in a boss fight now that seems to be pretty tough that I'm still figuring out. So I'm going to take a go at that and see if I can get through that boss. Apparently, it's like I did try looking it up a little bit. Apparently, it's like the hardest boss fight in the game.
Did you just stumble upon it early, or is that just how it is?
That's just how it is.
Like it's part of the story arc?
It's part of the story mission, but they say it's probably, most everyone has said that I've read, it's probably the hardest boss mission in the game, boss fight in the game, so.
Huh. Is that it? Just some Borderlands?
That's really all I played. I got to play a little bit yesterday after I thought I fixed the leak.
I saw you on last night. I jumped on briefly.
You did. You jumped on real briefly because then I checked and you were gone again. I think the same thing happened on Friday.
Probably
jumped on real quick.
Yeah, so I've been, oddly enough, I've been playing some Xbox this week. And there's an event going on in Farm Together. So I've been jumping on the PS4 and quickly harvesting the flowers that are part of the event. And then jumping back off. So,
gotcha.
I think that's both times. Because I think you and Gerald were both online last night. When I made my brief appearance.
May have been. I don't know. I got on. I played for about 2.5 hours, 3 hours last night. Which is usually I only get in about an hour or so. So
yeah.
It was kind of nice.
Gerald's changed his icon on his PlayStation to that Skyrim looking helmet thing. It's part of the year wrap up.
Yes.
Yep. So I think y'all were both on, and then I went to, like I said, I've been on the Xbox. I did re-up the gold. They had that like dollar special for a month for Games Pass Ultimate. So I did that. I've been playing. I've just been going through some of the. I did play a little bit of Cuphead the other night. I really got to get back into a rhythm and attack that game again. Because I really want to see it through. It's just so damn hard, and I'm so damn bad at it. Because now I'll have to learn how to play all over again. I'll have to get my timing back and everything.
Right.
But I did play a little bit of that. I played some... it's called Demon's Tilt. It's like a spiritual successor to Alien Crush, which I played a lot of back in the day on TurboGrafx with my dad. So it's got that nostalgia factor for me. It's part of Game Pass. And then I played some Sea of Thieves. They've put fishing in there now. So we did some open sea sailing and some fishing. And
That game significantly different now?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm a little confused because it appears they've added a lot. They've put in a... like battle mode where you can just go all fight each other, and it looks like a lot of the dickheads have gone to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have, it looks like we didn't do it, but it looks like you can just jump in like a high dollar mission and just go do it right from like the main menu.
Yeah.
And then of course they still have the adventure mode, which is what we did. There's more factions to like sell stuff to with the fishing and stuff. New islands have popped up since the last time I've played. And the sea now has like fish in it, obviously, because you can fish. So when you jump underwater, it's much more lifelike under there.
Yeah.
Your boats now have harpoons. There's pets, so everybody's got monkeys and parrots and shit following them around. It's neat. Which is actually, so that's the whole thing that got me back into playing Xbox. I was on Twitch, and one of the Twitch rewards was a monkey for Sea of Thieves. And I was like, I got to check this shit out. There's a monkey now. So I unlocked the monkey, and then it made me want to go ahead and jump back on Xbox for at least a month and see what I had been missing over there.
Right.
I downloaded Astroneer and played it, which my understanding of Astroneer is it's like a No Man's Sky meets Minecraft meets Kerbal. And I don't know if that's true. I played the tutorial for like 2 hours last night, and I am thoroughly confused. Friend of the show, Marshall205, played the tutorial about 10 minutes before he said, fuck this, and quit. So I was hoping it was a game that I could play with someone. It doesn't seem like it's going to be him.
Not the way that's going to happen, huh?
Right. Friend of the show, Patman, has Game Pass on PC, though, so if there's any crossover there, he is wanting to jump in. We've talked about doing a race night with some Mario Kart. There's also Forza on the Xbox, so we may put that in a rotation, too.
Yeah, the Mario Kart one.
I'm excited about Mario Kart night. We got to get it going.
We do.
That makes four of us. Gerald, you don't have Mario Kart yet, do you? Not interested, huh? Just think about it. Keep it in mind. Mm. Don't go with a hard no. Just think about it.
That game is so fun.
It's a good game. So I really want to get on a rotation of kind of what we're doing each night because it's a little bit of chaos. You don't have to join, but if you knew what everybody was doing, you could, you know?
Yeah, I get it. If you want to do spending half the night figuring out what you're all going to play.
Yeah. You know, last night he wasn't feeling Astroneer. I was just on before there. You know, I don't have very many friends on Xbox, so I was on and no one else was on. And he jumped on, and he just jumped in there so we could try to play together. But I'm like, you're going to have to do the tutorial because it's complicated. If you don't, you won't know what you're doing. Because you have to run, like, tether lines from your ship so you don't suffocate. It's like a whole deal.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah. It's got a neat look to it. It's charming. I hear it's amazing once you get it figured out. I'm not done with it, I don't think, but I will tell you that I got very irritated during the tutorial. I'm also terrible with the Xbox controller, and that probably helps me get frustrated. It's probably part of my problem.
Yeah, you do not like that controller.
That controller sucks. And everyone out there that's screaming right now, I can't hear you. Scream away.
Make all the noise you want. No one can hear you.
But so, this is a game that I wanted to buy for the longest time. And I didn't, you know, it finally came from PC to console. I didn't buy it, and, you know, Game Pass is going to be great for me to see if I should buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I downloaded a couple other things that I think will be great for me to check out and see if it makes sense for me, you know, to check it out more or play it over there. I downloaded Plague's Tale Innocence, which I think I'll hate because it's mostly a stealth game, but it's one I've been interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll play it over there. I don't think it'll actually let me see what all I downloaded, but I downloaded a bunch of stuff with the hopes to play some of it. And there's these quests that you can do to earn points, so I've kind of gotten into that a little bit.
Yeah, I remember those.
They have Absolver up, which I think we got on PS4, but I may check that out. After Party, which is that weird, like, Satan drinking game. I downloaded that because I'm interested in there. Like I said, Astroneer. I found a list here, so I'm scrolling through to see. Blair Witch I downloaded.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure I won't get very far in it because I don't like being scared. Demon's Tilt. What else did I get here? There's a ton of games up because it mixes PC in here too, and Frostpunk, which I'm excited about trying. I think that just came to console not too long ago. Hellblade, the first Hellblade I downloaded on there. I guess it would have to be the first. The new one's not out yet.
Frostpunk. What's Frostpunk? I know that, but
Frostpunk is like a... So, like, if steampunk and Frosty had a baby, but it's like a survival, your town building simulation, mission based kind of game.
Gotcha.
What else did I get? A game called Minit, MINIT, Moonlighter, My Time at Porsche, Old Man's Journey. Pre-installed Ori and the Whispering Wisp, or whatever it's called. The Will of the Whispering Wisp.
The new one?
Yeah, I preloaded it. So I'm excited about it. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is up there.
Stay away from that game.
I want to try it. I know your thoughts on it, so free seemed like the right price. Because you were not a fan.
No, and I wasn't a fan, and it's odd because I love the other Tomb Raider games, but Shadow I didn't like.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like that. I read that a lot. Surviving Mars I downloaded. Subnautica's up there, which made me want to go back to the PS4 version. Elder Scrolls, something I've been talking about playing for quite a while. It's free over there to try.
The online?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
We Happy Few and Yooka-Laylee. Those are the ones I got queued up. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to play 80% of those probably.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good jumping off point. There was a lot of stuff up there for me to try.
So as of right now, are you at a point with a little bit of gameplay you've had that you would consider re-upping your gold?
If I kept doing, because probably like two nights this week I played nothing but Xbox, really. If I did it like this, yes.
Do you think this is just a one-off, or does it think you're something you'll...
I don't know. I think Game Pass is a great value, you know.
You like just need it on the PS4.
Like Untitled Goose Game is up. There's Frostpunk there. He's got some videos pulled up. It's a really cool-looking game. You basically have a giant like turbine that's in the middle of town, and that's how you keep everybody warm, and it's just constant death. People freeze to death all the time. I don't know. I want to branch out more. I want to play more Xbox and more Switch. You know, PS4 is always going to be my main system. It's always going to be the one I play the most. But I feel like I am sometimes overpaying to have the experience on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things up that I've purchased that I could have got for free.
Right. I get it.
Because I wanted them on PlayStation. And I really got to get my comfort level up. I'm not uncomfortable with the Switch controller.
Right.
But I am super uncomfortable with the Xbox controller. After all these years, I still hate it. So, I don't know. I've been debating selling my Sea of Thieves controller. It sells pretty okay. And just buying the Elite version 2 because I know that's going to work with the Series X.
Mm-hmm.
And just forcing myself to get comfortable with a nice controller. I don't know. I just hate it. I hate that controller.
Fair enough, man.
Yeah. So, still some Rocket League. They have the Chinese New Year event going right now. You can earn red envelopes and unlock all kinds of stuff with those. Everything's still enormously overpriced in the store. They've kept up with that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I haven't gotten into Rocket League.
I haven't seen you there for... Forever.
I haven't been in there forever.
It's that purple one, Gerald, not that green knockoff.
That one right there.
Jump over to eBay, see what the sold listings are going for on that controller. I've been debating it for a while. I probably missed my mark. I probably should have sold it while the popularity of that game was still high.
You missed it at its peak?
Probably.
Is that eBay? Is yours isn't brand new though, right?
So no, it is, but it isn't. I've never played with it. The batteries are still sealed. It's still. I opened it and got the Sea of Thieves DLC out. So, $120 though. So,
double.
Yeah, and that's what like $60 away from being able to get the Pro controller.
Right.
So for the price of a regular controller, I could go get the.
The Elite.
So I'm debating it. There was a time when that controller was selling for $180. for just the controller without the DLC. It's complete in box. It's never been used. The batteries are still shrink wrapped. Everything's there. I just use the DLC.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. I'm debating it. That one's $97. I mean, either way, I'm not going to lose money.
Yeah, right.
But then I start, I love Sea of Thieves. Is having the controller just better than the, but I hate that fucking controller. And I know I'm going to hate the Elite too. It's just the same controller. So one that has the pre-order bonus is 14 bids of $242.
Hmm. Somebody wants that shit, huh?
Hail to the, yeah. I don't know. So, we're talking a little long here because the news is going to go pretty quick, as you're about to see.
Yes, it is.
There's not much going on there.
We hope we've kept your attention.
Right. Because if not, this is going to get rough. Riders.
Yep. Riders.
Row, row, row. You need to do that after. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. I'm a little nasally this morning. Allergies are in full swing. Dan's a little pissed off. Plumbing's in full swing. And producer Gerald has already pulled up porn one time. So just a quick recap for everybody, a little insight of what's going on here. If you're new to the show, it posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. You shouldn't have trouble finding it. We're everywhere. We've been doing this for 7 years. So if you think we should be better, you're probably correct. But we're fucking consistent, so that's something.
But here we are.
Yeah. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us over there. I think that's it. That's all the shit you need to know about right now. Do some more housekeeping at the end. Just calm down.
Chill. Chill, bros.
Does anything make you less chill than someone telling you to chill?
It depends on the situations. Sometimes it depends on if I actually give a shit about what that person has to say to me in the first place.
It seems like with most people, saying relax has the opposite effect on almost all people universally.
I guess that's probably a pretty general statement, yes, that you could make.
You can just go up to strangers and be like, relax, and you can almost guarantee they're gonna say, don't tell me to relax.
But I guess it depends. Like, for me, I guess it depends on if I actually care about that person's words in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, if it's somebody I don't care about and they're relaxed, I'd be like, I wouldn't be angry about it. I'd be like, who's this loser?
I watched a movie last night.
Didn't
fall asleep, yep.
What movie?
Long Shot.
Oh, with
Seth
Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of hers. I'm not the world's biggest Seth Rogen fan. I thought that movie was okay.
Yeah.
Like, if I was... So
you like Charlize Theron because of, like, her?
Yeah.
Or because of, like, her roles, the movie? Is she just one of those actresses you like, or does she look
good? Yeah, I like her as a person. Like, she's funny in interviews. She seems super normal. Gotcha. You know how you just... Some celebrities and actors, you're like, you're a dick, I think, all the time, probably. And I don't like you as a person.
Ooh, give an example of that.
Like, I feel that way about Sean Penn. I think Sean Penn would be an asshole to be around. Therefore, I don't like really anything Sean Penn does because he seems like a dick face. She gives me the opposite vibe. Like, she seems really cool.
Like, she's always just a bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a good time to be around.
Yeah, she seems super normal, like in interviews and stuff, like real down to earth. And then there's some people who are dick and you're like, you're probably still fun, you know. But, yeah, she seems like a good time. Like, Jimmy Fallon seems like he would be fun, like genuinely fun to be around. I know he can be an asshole, but he seems like he'd be fun to be around.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence seems like she'd be fun to be around.
Yeah, see, she seems fun to be around. Oh, man, Gerald, quick with the fuck that. Not a fan. What about that face that she's making there? Some people seem fun to be around, some people don't, but like Seth Rogen seems like he'd be annoying as fuck to be around.
Possibly.
And maybe he wouldn't, but he seems like it. But I thought that movie reminded me the most of, what was that, Knocked Up? Was that the movie he was in?
I mean, he's been in a bunch of movies, yeah.
But it reminded me of that, where, like, he's not over-the-top silly, but he's silly.
Yeah. He's just, like, a doofus person?
Yeah. That's his role, right? He does drugs, he's loud, he doesn't fit. That movie's totally out of control. The story is totally out of control, but I thought it was okay. I'll give it, like, a
control,
6 out of 10.
Like, no fucking way, or...
Yeah, so first off, they date, which is why it's called Long Shot, and you just look at them together right there. And that ain't happening.
Huh. Do they end up together at the end?
Yeah, you just want to know?
Yeah, I'm never going to watch the
okay.
movie.
They end up together at the end, and she becomes president, so if you need to understand where the story goes.
So he's the first dude?
Yeah, the first mister.
Huh.
That's what they call it. So, and they have his painting up with all the other first ladies, and his is like a cut-off shirt with like a bald eagle like flying above him, and he's all shredded up looking. If it had a caption, it would say like, fuck yeah, America.
Fuck yeah, America. Got it.
Yeah, that movie's out of control. She's Secretary of State when they start hanging out, basically. He's a speechwriter that's brought in to punch it up because he knows her from the past, and he's a journalist.
Well, they went to school together or something, right?
She used to babysit him. They live next door to each other.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a rom-com.
Gotta love a good rom-com. Yeah. Actually, no, you don't.
You don't have to. You don't have to at all.
Now, speaking of Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Was Long Shot better than Reindeer Games?
Yes.
Okay.
Long Shot, if you took the drugs away, you could have inserted Paul Rudd in the Long Shot, and you would have been like, what a great movie. Like, it very much follows the rom-com formula. Like,
oh, yeah, they all do.
Boy meets girl, boy and girl break up. Look at the painting.
Where's oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, look at it. Boy meets girl, boy and girl fall in love, either again or for the first time. Boy and girl break up, boy and girl end up together. Yeah, he says that he's talking about all the artists that painted the other one. He says Todd McFarlane painted his.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
The movie's silly. But like I said, 6 out of 10, I think, probably. I just want to throw it out there because I know how much you love movies. I thought I'd talk about one of the best ones.
Okay. Yeah. Is one of the best. Got it.
Yeah. Ice Cube's son is in it, and he's excellent. He is the comedic relief. He is his best friend. And
isn't Seth Rogen the comedic relief?
I find Seth Rogen's comedy to be annoying mostly.
But also, Junior there's like the kind of ropes you back into the normal comic relief.
He's super,
like the...
he's super good. He's his best friend. He's super good.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Is it called...
I believe that's his name.
For clarity, is it called Long Shot or The Long Shot?
I think it's just called Long Shot.
Okay. I watched on Netflix. Or I watched it on demand, maybe. Yeah, it's called Long Shot. Yeah, just so if anyone wants to...
Yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix.
Maybe not. I think I watched it on demand. But yeah, it's a like I said, 6 out of 10. Solid 6 out of 10.
Solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah. But it made me, I like her just as much, and it made me like him a little bit better because I think that's where he's best, where he's sort of silly, but he's trying to also be an okay actor.
Right.
Let's jump into the news. Stardew Valley hit an awesome milestone. This is released on here because I just want to just, you know, shout out to Eric. Was it Eric Barron? Concerned Ape.
Concerned Ape Barone, I believe it is.
Pretty much worked on this game his entire life by himself. And they just surpassed 10 million copies sold. That's a ton.
For an indie game.
And you hear people talk about indie games hitting a million copies and knowing those studios are now set.
Right.
Like they get to make another game now. And he's hit 10 million. So I just thought that was cool because that's more than I expected.
And you love that game.
I do love that game. He tweeted, thank you to everyone who has played, downloaded, and supported Stardew Valley in the 4 years since its launch. It's strange and amazing to think back when I was making this game in my bedroom with no clue that anyone would like it. that was only 4 years ago.
That's right. You were wrong, Eric.
Fucking Eric.
Fucking Eric, you were wrong. You need to have more confidence in yourself, Eric.
I bet that was odd to be making something in your bedroom alone and then all of a sudden 10 million people have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I can see that being weird. That
probably is weird.
I wish that was a problem I had.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing you got to do is just start making a game. You just YouTube how to make a video game. And then you start just doing it, you know?
And there's my first barrier.
YouTube or the video game?
All of it.
Okay. The congestion's getting worse.
I see.
You may lose me totally.
All right. Well, I'll handle the next story here. You can get a free PS4 Ghost of Tsushima dynamic theme for a limited time. Sony and Sucker Punch, upcoming Ghost of Tsushima, is one of the biggest games coming in 2020. I'm assuming that's them saying that. No one really knows. Because we haven't seen it yet, so I don't know that it's truly the biggest, but they're obviously pretty proud of it. And until January 31st, there are specific codes that will unlock a Ghost of Tsushima dynamic theme. Each code applies to a specific region of the United States. Real quick, one for the Americas, one for Europe, one for Japan, one for Korea, and one for the rest of Asia.
Probably just hit that Americas.
Most people probably just need the Americas one. You can Google this real quick. I'm not going to go over what the code is. But
you're not going to read the code?
Okay, I'll read the Americas code. The Americas code is B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, F as in Foxtrot, B as in Bravo, dash, which will automatically punch in when you go to the next one. We got A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, N as in November, R as in Romeo, dash, which will again automatically populate. We got R as in Romeo, the number 4, F as in Foxtrot, and the number 6.
Look how professional you were.
I know. So as a quick recap, that's going to be B E F B A M N R R 4 F 6. And that code in the Americas will get you your free Ghost of Tsushima dynamic theme on the PlayStation 4.
Now remember, just a quick, the 31st, it's over. That's
right. It ends on the 31st of January.
Friday of the week that we post. So if you're listening on Monday, you still got time.
Yep. And so that game's coming out. I don't think they've announced when, sometime this summer.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Important note, this is Sucker Punch's first game since Infamous Last Light, or First Light.
It needs to be amazing. That was 2014.
Yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima needs to be amazing.
It needs to be amazing.
And I think it will be. Yep.
Probably will.
Gerald's got a question. What is it? Do we like dynamic themes? Now, I'll tell you, in theory, I do. In reality, I do not.
It depends on the theme, honestly.
For the longest time, I had a dynamic Rocket League or a dynamic Mod Nation theme on my system. Had a dynamic Little Big Planet. I've been using a static Rocket League theme for many a year now. The moving and too much going on and having to go in and turn the music or the sound off on them, it's just too much.
Yeah, my issue. A lot of times I don't have a problem with the movement because it's very limited and very subtle. But man, on some of them, music, fuck that music.
Yeah, but I will get this theme. The wrap up.
So was the one, I think it was on the Christmas one?
Yeah. You can turn the music off, though.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but I don't.
Gerald got two themes for Platinum Horizon that they sent. I use the static Rocket League when it's not intrusive at all, no music, and I'm happy with it. But I'll get this theme. Anytime I see a free dynamic theme for like a game, I usually scoop it up.
And I usually put it up. I'll tell you what was a good theme. I don't remember if it was dynamic or not. What was the one with all the women on it? All the women from the PlayStation game?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that was dynamic, but that was a cool theme.
That was a great theme. I think like, I... Yeah, it had Aloy was on there.
And Ellie. And
Ellie. They had...
Laura Chloe Croft, I think.
Chloe and what's her name from...
Yeah, wasn't Laura Croft on there?
Uncharted? No.
I thought she was on there.
No, because I'm pretty sure it was just...
They had... It what's was her just, name from... We were just talking about First Light.
Yeah, it was just Sony's character. It was just Sony characters. Gerald will look it up for us, I'm sure.
It had the Heavenly Sword.
Yes, Heavenly Sword. There it is.
Let's see who all's in there.
There's I like some. That one. See, there's Aloy, Chloe.
Now, who is the short-haired blonde girl? Is that the girl First Light? Fetch? That's not her.
Oh, yeah. No, didn't she have purple hair?
I think so. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Hmm.
They have the little dog from Dreams on the end.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed that I don't know who that pixie cut blonde is.
It does look like Fetch, but I thought Fetch had purple hair.
She has dark hair with like a streak, I think, in it. Yeah, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Hmm. We're losers. We're not allowed to do a...
Not true fans.
Yeah.
True fans would know who that is.
That's right.
Anyways, get your free theme. It goes away Friday.
We're just posers.
Speaking of goes away, Rocket League is going to be shutting down online features for Mac and Linux very soon. So something to keep in mind. They're going to do that in March. Some of the features that are losing functionality are online matchmaking, private matches, tournaments, Rocket Pass, item shop and esports shop, in-game events, friends list, clubs, news panel, custom training packs, Steam Workshop maps, leaderboards, and league rankings. You will still be able to do local matches, split screen play, garage inventory with your existing items, career stats, replays, Steam Workshop maps that have already been downloaded, and custom trainings that have already been downloaded. So,
A quick note from producer Gerald before you continue. That's Kara from Detroit Become Human.
Doesn't even look like her.
It doesn't.
The rest of them all look on point. Doesn't even look like her. Anyways, I'm sure they have the numbers over at Psyonix and at Epic, and I'm sure that not enough people played this game on Mac and Linux to make it worth keeping these versions going.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, yeah. Trust me, they would shut it down.
I guess maybe that looks like her.
A little bit.
There's like so much personality with her, though. Yeah, see, it does look like her. But there's so much personality with her that something about that image just felt plain to me. It does look like her, though. Shout out to Kara. Shout out to Detroit.
Shout out to Kara. Detroit Become Human was a good game,
It's a good game. Speaking of good game, Sonic. See what I did there? Pivoted right
over. I did. Sonic is a good game.
Now, this story's on here. It's a little bit selfish that I've put this on here. But... I've entered a, not a bet, because there's no winner take all. There's no stakes. But I have formally challenged friend of the show, Patman, that the Sonic movie will do better than Detective Pikachu globally. Not opening weekend.
Globally.
Yeah, globally, life. Globally, the Sonic movie will do better.
That's interesting.
So this story is basically saying that they're expecting a strong opening weekend. It's going to release on February 14th, so if you're looking for something to do to take your significant other out, I think the Sonic movie should be top of list. You can also get Dreams out of beta that day if you want to really if you want to really show wow your significant other. You get them Dreams and the Sonic movie.
Why not both?
Right. It's got a $95 million budget on Sonic, and it's expected to open north of $40 million. So I want to remind everybody, though, that Detective Pikachu earned $54 in opening weekend. So there's some work here to do, Sonic fans.
So it's not, but you're saying overall Sonic is going to do better than
Detective
Pikachu.
Globally, overall, Sonic will surpass Detective Pikachu.
Oof.
He says I'm out of my fucking mind.
I don't know that you're out of your mind, but I think I still take Detective Pikachu in that race.
I finally watched that movie too.
Did you?
Yep.
Haven't seen it yet. How is it?
Okay, 7 out of 10. The the global for Detective Pokemon that Gerald could find quickly is 431.7. So, not a low bar.
No, it's not a low bar. Is that globally or is that just in the America?
We could do just in the Americas. But I feel like Sonic won't win. America's 144. So, we'll have to get
some time.
That's
only in theaters. You're not taking DVD sales into account.
Right. Correct.
Important to note.
Yeah, I'm talking theater. So, we'll see.
I tell you what, excitement has really ramped up for the Sonic movie.
Well, because at first he looked like fan fiction, right? That fan fix Sonic. And then they fixed him.
To make him look like the Sonic we know and love?
Yeah, well, closer, for sure. Two more stories. Universal Studios has announced that, much like they're doing in Japan, they're going to bring a Mario-themed world to Universal's Epic Universal in Orlando, Florida. During an earnings call on Thursday, executives with the parent Universal parent company Comcast said they are bringing the attraction to the Orlando park. It is set to open in 2023. So a long way away from this, but I thought it was worth pointing out that we're going to have our very own
Nintendo World.
Super Nintendo World thing. I'll go to Universal for that. It's just gimmicky enough that large, oversized Nintendo props get me in the heartstrings.
You know you're going to get to jump in a pipe, right?
I want to go down a pipe. I'm sure they'll have a slide. But I think it's going to be pretty cool. Friend of the show, Pat Mann, lives very close to Orlando, so he's on board. And then friend of the show, Marshall 205, is already committed to going.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, there we go.
I think it's cool.
And Gerald travels to Florida quite a bit, so he could probably make that work as well. We could all go separately, but together in spirit.
Because that's how we do things.
Because there's no way we could ever organize an actual vacation together.
No.
And there's no way anyone should ever want to go on vacation with me, because I don't like vacation. So
I don't like vacation either. I'd rather take the time off and just sit at home.
Yeah, so we sound like a bucket of fucking fun.
Aren't we? Yeah, we're the fucking party. That's
I don't want to be here. Now, over or under 10 people playing Switches while you're in Mario World when you go? If you spend half a day there, do you see 10 people playing Switches?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
You see more than 10.
And how many people
playing
Pokemon
gonna be
Go? Because
there's going to be something you can do.
There's going to be an amiibo. I bet
with
there's
your
a special
Switch
amiibo.
Or something.
Yeah.
So everybody will have them for whatever
I'll have
reason.
Mine. I'll be that guy.
I will too.
Last story. This one's on here for me and producer Gerald. Untitled Goose Game. You've seen the way it's taken the internet by storm.
Mm-hmm.
In the memes and whatnot. But now part of the Lego's Ideas projects, someone has submitted a scene from the first Goose mission of the Untitled Goose Game, and you can now vote for it to become a real set. And I'll just tell you, Lego, if you're listening, I'll buy it if you just make this happen. I will buy that as soon as I can.
I will probably won't.
That's a charming game and a charming Lego set that looks very true to the game. And I would be... Gerald's putting the price point at 29, just looking at the size of the scene itself.
I'd say that's about right.
And I would pay $30 for that today. If it was in a store right now or online, I would order it today. That it's perfect. The goose, they use the bird that's there. I think maybe the goose you could do a little something with. He's got to look like the goose.
Right.
But, yeah. I'm hoping that I don't know how to, Gerald, you may know, can you see the voting? Like, can you see what's happening with the voting? It says it's subject to voting from the community. Idea submissions get extra time added for consideration as they meet certain voting thresholds. And if it reaches 10,000 supporters, it gets an expert review by the Lego company and possibly an actual retail release. Is there a way for you to see, though?
Like voting?
Can you see that? At the time that I pulled this article, it was only up to 500 votes. But it was selected as a
5872 supporters.
Okay, so is it 500 when I pulled this story Friday?
And now it's up to almost 6,000 on Sunday morning.
And it needs 10,000. After the recording, it could go to 574.
Couldn't.
Could add two votes to that. But I think that it'll hit 10,000 as the word gets out there. Give that thing a vote. How do you vote? Smack that vote button. Let's get this bitch support.
Yeah, just hit support.
Just hit support.
Don't you?
5,873. Oh, y'all log in. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Listen, no support from me.
This is crazy. I'll do it. I'll create an account. It's probably just your Lego account. I'll do it. I'll support it.
I like that man. That old Trafford Stadium there.
What is that?
Down at the bottom, Build United.
That thing's huge.
Oh, I'm sure on both counts.
That's Steve McQueen. Is that, what was that dude in a car? Central Perk. That seems like a no-brainer. From the Friends.
Breaking from the Friends.
Oh, there's another untitled. That one's fine. The first one's better. First one's way better. That's all the stories. That's it. I ended with a big humpback whale connect sculpture. I just need to get on there and look. That's awesome. That's super awesome. You seeing this, Dan? You like whales?
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
You like whales?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, they're seafaring animals. Yeah, sure.
Do you not like whales?
They're seafaring animals. They're fine.
Do you have any? Like, do you have a Lego set?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you don't. You don't get as carried away as Gerald.
I don't. I got a couple here.
Are they all put together?
I have one put together, which is a Batman helicopter one.
But you've got
one of my things.
You've got some you need to put together.
Oh yeah. I've got the Dark Side Invasion. My wife got me that one because it's got Green Arrow in it.
Uh-huh.
And I've got, I think, Clayface Attack. Yeah, Clayface Blat Attack, it's called.
The competition for the Goose Game is...
MRI.
Open MRI. It's an MRI machine.
Yes.
If that beats the fucking goose, I'm going to lose it. If he gets beat out by a medical device. Look, there's even a little radiation wall.
Yeah. Which is necessary when you get an MRI.
At time of this recording, it is actually above the goose game. It is 6,952 right now.
But it also has less than half the time left.
How many days left?
It's got 349, and the other one had like 798.
Oh, yeah. So Goose is happening, bro. Happening. But here's the thing about the ideas. I'm sure at that point, they have to go to publishers and developers and licensing and all that. So you still may never see it, I would bet.
Right.
But if you're anybody and Lego comes
and when you do see it, is it going to be relevant anymore?
It will be to me and my heart. You see that Cybertruck? Look at that. Hell yeah. Gerald's getting those ads pop up because I talked about Cybertruck. Next thing you know, you'll have a furry porn ad right there. Is that a Lego set? Oh, give me a click on that. I thought it was an ad to buy one. Tesla Cybertruck. That looks good too. I'd buy that. I'm not as amped up about that as I am that Untitled Goose Game, though. It's a great set. It's a great set. That's it for the news. Let's jump over to shout outs. Remember, if you want to shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. We need to overhaul our perks and our rewards and everything on Patreon. So if you want to shout out, get them while you can, because I think we're going to change that up relatively soon. Get them while they're hot is what people say. I think that pertains to bread mostly.
Rolls, usually. Rolls.
Get them while they're hot. Is that where that came from? Is that where that originated?
And hot dogs, I think.
Get them while they're hot dogs.
Hot dogs and rolls.
It wasn't
confused with pop it like it's hot.
Or drop it like it's hot.
Or drop it like it's hot.
Right. Or icy hot.
Oh, just drop it. It's not pop it. It's drop it. You're right.
You could pop it like it's hot, I guess. I don't know what that means. It sounds
pop
like
pop it like it's hot is something that I just made up.
Sounds like a Pop-Tart slogan.
It's a plumbing thing.
I bet at some point the two Pop-Tart illustrations that they use in their commercials have said pop it like it's hot. I bet it's been said. Because that Cheerios bee is using the Nelly music.
Right.
So they could have very well used the drop it like it's hot beat for a Pop-Tart commercial. And popped it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, shout outs. Our first shout out comes from Zach, who wrote into us last week. And I'm going to say, Zach, send me a message with your Xbox name in there, because I know you play probably more Xbox. Because I know I don't. Anyway, send me your usernames for both. I think you've done this already, but I'm an idiot. Let me add you on both of those, because I have no friends ever online on Xbox. So it's a long.
I'm an idiot.
That sounds like that Jimmy Fallon song. Remember Idiot Boyfriend?
Yeah.
It's the second Jimmy Fallon bring up of the show, too. I'm not even a big fan like that. It just happened. That stadium that you like is $300, Dan.
I know. I do like that stadium, though.
Do you like it $300?
No.
Okay.
Lego, Legos aren't my thing like they are yours. Yours and Gerald's.
They're not my thing like they're his thing, but I do enjoy a Lego set a lot. I like looking at them. I like talking about them. I like putting them together. I like buying them. But Gerald is a full-on, like...
Lego maniac.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
They are now.
Lego maniacs? Isn't that
they are now.
Is that a thing? A Lego Maniac, isn't it? Like a set? A series? Lego Maniac.
Gerald nope, those are Lego
no.
fans.
He says hard no on that. Anyway, shout out from Zach is to our very own Lego Maniac, producer Gerald. And he says that I don't have a fun Lego pun, but it would be a good place to insert one right there. You know, I don't have anything. Do you get into the creator stuff, Gerald? The Lego creator. A bunch of my sets are the creator sets. Oh yeah. I meant that's my fault. I said creator, I meant ideas. Yeah, I want the Steamboat Willie. That's a cool one. I want the Ship in the Bottle, which you also have. Yeah, you have the Friends. I got the Big Bang Theory set, but not the Friends set. So anyways, Zach's shout out is for producer Gerald, because he makes this thing happen. He built a Lego glass wall that he sits behind, made out of thousands of windows during the show, and we appreciate him for that.
Made out of Lego glass.
Lego glass. Isn't that the Ed Sheeran song?
I don't know. I don't listen to Ed Sheeran.
Lego. Fucking shout out to Ed Sheeran. Why are you ripping on him so hard?
I don't listen to him. I'm not ripping on him. I just don't listen to him.
We found two pain points for Dan. Plumbing and Ed Sheeran.
I never said fuck Ed Sheeran.
See, in the 80s, there was a character called Zach the Lego Maniac. I knew I had heard it before. He has googly eyes, too. So, yeah. Zach Attack. I hate Sean Penn. You hate Ed Sheeran.
I don't hate Ed Sheeran. I hate plumbing.
Our second shout out comes from Thomas. I know Thomas has been busy with the family. I did see him on Xbox briefly. But Thomas's shout out is going to be for Ed Sheeran. Because Thomas loves music. and Ed Sheeran very much involved in the writing, producing, and singing of the music.
Yeah, he's involved in music. Yeah.
He's written a lot of songs that aren't his, too. He wrote a song for Bieber. I know you like Bieber.
Me? Oh, yeah, no, him I don't like.
Big
no.
Bieber fan.
No, I really can't say fuck Bieber. I won't.
Why? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Won't. Let's recap, too. Gerald hates Jennifer Lawrence. Why? Yeah. What is y'all's problem? Yeah. So you What's hate Bieber and Ed Sheeran.
What's wrong with Jennifer Lawrence?
She seems fun. Well, he said, where do you
see? Oh, my God.
We don't have time for this. This will have to spill into a second episode.
I know.
Thinking about starting up a new show called People We Hate, who we've never met or had any interaction with.
Right. Just based.
He's going to start a new show called, yeah, I Hate Jennifer Lawrence.
Producer Gerald's quitting.
I like Jennifer.
He's not going to be our producer anymore. He's going to do his own show.
I like her. She seems. What? She seems fun. She feels like Charlize Theron. She seems fun.
She seems genuine no matter what.
Yeah. That's what I like. I feel that way about Jennifer Aniston, too. She seems also like she is herself all the time, and she seems fun as well.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Morgan Freeman seems like a dick. I like him, though.
I do like Morgan Freeman.
But do you want to hang out with Morgan Freeman?
No. But to be fair, I don't want to hang out with Nick Cage either.
Oh, that's where you're wrong.
No, I don't.
Nick Cage is out of his mind, and he would be a great hang.
I don't need that in my life.
James Corden would be fun to hang out with, I think. He's jolly.
Yeah, possibly.
He seems like he's a lot of fun. Man, I can't believe you wouldn't hang out with Nick Cage.
No, no. Powerful. I mean, obviously I would because, come on, it's Nick Cage. But powerful. Like, just as a general people I want to hang out with, no.
Joe Rogan seems fun to hang out with. He seems like the people that hang out with him like hanging out with him.
Yeah, they do, but I don't want to do all those drugs.
You don't have to do the drugs.
Well, then it's not fun to hang out with people on drugs if you're not on drugs, too.
Lots of people don't do the drugs on there.
Well, they're not hanging out. They're doing a fucking podcast.
They're hanging out. That's a hangout. Yeah, there's lots of people I'd like to hang out with. Sean Penn, not one of those people. Fuck you, Sean Penn. If you're listening. And Morgan Freeman, I love your work, but you seem like a dickhead in real life.
Oh, that's like, what's her name? I like her as an actress, but Michelle Williams, I don't think I'd want to hang out with her.
Yeah. Like, Matt Damon seems fun to hang out with. Ben Affleck seems like a downer to hang out
Not
with.
Not so much. Right. Yeah, right.
See? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep. I don't know. Just some food for thought. Let us know who you hate. podcast@gamestitch.com, or let us know on the Twitterverse @game_stitch. You can just send them there. Gerald will check them. He'll let us know. Maybe don't at the person, though.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Like Mark Wahlberg, fun to hang out with. Dr. Oz, not so fun to hang out with. Because they've got a push-up war going on right now. You know about this?
No.
Dr. Oz says he could do more push-ups than Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's one-legged push-ups is what they're battling about.
Oh.
It's a Dr. Oz, Mark Wahlberg beef.
Is it like in a real rivalry thing, or?
Like they're talking shit to each other on social media.
Huh.
It's all about something. I think it has to do with the breakfast debate. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, you see? You see this? All this? Mark Wahlberg accepts Dr. Oz's push-up challenge.
Huh. Interesting.
Dr. Oz is 67 years old. How old is Dr. Oz? He's old as shit. Marky Mark is not a young buck, but man, looks good with the shirt off.
I don't think he likes being called Marky Mark anymore either.
You don't know. Ed Sheeran doesn't like hearing that his music is shitty, but you didn't mind blasting that out.
I didn't say his music was shitty for one.
What part do you agree with, Gerald, that his music is shitty or that Mark Wahlberg looks good without a shirt on? Both. I knew he'd say both.
And so did I.
That was a softball there. I threw that up and he crushed it out of the park.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us. You got to go plumb.
No hard-hitting journalism here.
You got to go plumb.
I got to go, yeah.
There's a B in that. You got to plumb.
Plumb.
Yep. I've got to rest my back. I tweaked my back yesterday, so I'll be sitting on my fat ass all day if everything goes properly.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, look at that young buck there. That's it. That's the whole show. That's 367, I think it was.
Yep, it was.
We didn't...
In the hole.
Yep, in the... Oh, in the hole.
In the hole.
In the bag, I think people say.
Nope, in the hole.
You're like how I normally am today. You said pop it like it's hot. Now you said in the hole. Both of those slightly wrong.
It's fine. It's close 367
enough. 367 in the hole. we'll be back next week.
It's fine.
Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.